Hallelujah.
If you believe it, must work, give the Lord a praise.
If I stand closer to the people here, would they see me from this? Would they see the screen?
Honestly, it's better closer. There is kind of distant. Yes. You know, it's brother, sister talk, father to mother.
I want to be closer. I forgot to tell you that the person that was insisting that he must marry a virgin was married before. Understand? What kind of problem is that? What kind of challenge is that? Lift up your hands and let's give the Lord the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. I think I'm enjoying this program. I don't know how about you, but I'm enjoying it so much. I just saw somebody now with a wedding gown or something. That devil is in trouble. That devil is... The devil that says... It's okay. It's okay. You can return back to your seat. Let it be to you according to your faith. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We shall have another edition. Not now. In the next quarter. That's within 3 months' time. But by the time that happens, you are coming back with your testimonies. You are coming back. Many things have already been settled. Many, many things have already been settled. You believe that? Say loud, amen. Father, thank you for this moment. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Please give the Lord the praise. And now, before you sit down, shake 7 hands and tell them congratulations. You shall testify. Praise and be seated in the presence of the Lord. I see that some married people are here as well. I believe that maybe because I heard a testimony of a woman, I'm sure that they are trying to connect for their children and they shall not miss road in Jesus' name. As we deal on the subject, because today a major reason why we are here is to brutally deal with the things that will not let us get married. And so, but there are times when you find people to marry, or you find it difficult to find who to marry, or you find someone to marry, and then you still have challenges at the end of the journey. I'm going to be looking at finding and nurturing godly marital relationships. Finding and nurturing. First of all, to find who is the right person, who is the right man, who is the right woman. Okay, I have found the right person. How do I nurture it onto relationship, onto marital establishment? What do I do for it to work till the end? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. The Bible said, "He that findeth, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord." Our objective tonight is twofold. One, understanding what it takes to find the right person. Number two, understanding what it takes to nurture the relationship. What does it take to find the right person? What does it take to nurture the relationship. Are you okay with the background? Camera-wise, are we okay? We're good, right? All right. The last week, there were two things I said that I want to emphasize again. Number one, that you are not okay with the background. You need a better background. Okay, bring it back up. I'll just walk down when necessary. Or I should move forward a bit. Okay, just move it forward a bit. Hallelujah. There are two things that I want to say. Number one, that God is interested in your marital settlement. He's interested. Genesis 1:27. God created man in his image. Male and female created he them. Male and female. Isaiah 34:16. It says, find the book, seek ye out the book of the Lord and read it. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. He's talking to women. You are not permitted to want your mate. We saw that last week. Number two, we established that finding a spouse is finding a good thing. And God is committed to the release of good things to his people. A spouse, a husband or a wife is a good thing. Proverbs 18:22, where we read, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. Psalm 84:11, the Lord God is sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold. He won't hold it back. If a wife is a good thing, he won't hold her back from you or hold him back. And then, Matthew 7:11, if ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Tonight you shall do the asking, and he will give you a good thing. Either find it a wife, find it a good thing. And how much more shall your Father give you a good thing? He has done us good. He will do you good. He gave me a good thing. He gave my wife a good thing. She wears witnesses, I witness. Heaven's witness, hell witnesses. Hallelujah. He will give you a good thing. Yeah. Having said that, we shall turn our attention to finding and nurturing. What does it take to find and nurture? Number one, pray and trust God for his guidance and leading. Pray and trust God. Whatever is important to life requires prayer. I don't know of anything that is more important to life than the person you will live with for the rest of your life. Pray and trust God for his guidance and leading. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. They are ordered. Psalm 37:23. Why is the leading of God important? The leading of God is important because it is his leading that guarantees peace. If you are going to have a peaceful home, a peaceful marriage, sit down. Let God lead. Psalm 85:8. He said, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. There are many married but no peace. Many married but no peace. Isaiah 48 verse 18. He said, "Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then would your peace has been like a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea." We are entering April tomorrow. By the 16th of April, I would have been married for 31 years. Not that I am 31 years old. Married for 31 years. And zero trouble. That is, wife giving husband trouble. Zero. And husband giving wife trouble. That is, you want to go home, you are afraid. That is, you wake up in the morning, you are afraid of quarrel. That is, children under crisis. I say that both as a testimony. And I say that in order to show you what is possible. Don't think that the failed marriage of your parents is the standard. We all went through such. Our home wasn't good. Her own wasn't good. Am I communicating? So it's not a matter of, okay, they came out of good homes. No. Please sit down. So if peace is what you are looking for and not glamour, and not trophy wife or trophy husband, what to show off at occasions, let God guide you. Some people are afraid of the leading of God. So if, supposing God leads me to marry somebody I will not like, that is not God. What God will lead you into is better than what you can give yourself. Both spiritually, physically, and otherwise. It's far better than what you can give yourself. All right, let's go. Pray and trust God for his guidance and leading. Number two, look not on outward appearance. Look not on outward appearance or current positions. Let not the outward appearance be your first pull. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. When Samuel went to the house of Jesse and he saw Eliab, he said, "Surely the Lord's anointed standeth before him." Say, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as him as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Am I communicating? Appearances can deceive. When I say appearances, I'm not just talking about appearance of beauty and all of that. It's part of it. Appearances can deceive. Let me start from the physical. My wife once attended a wedding. Traveled all the way from Jos to the south of Nigeria to attend that wedding. Elegant lady, beautiful, light complexion, better complexion than light. I don't want to go into detail because if I describe further, some people, you know, really, I realize when I travel that people hear us globally. So, there are illustrations I make that some people that the illustration belong to are aware. I got to know that recently. The marriage lasted for 7 days. Yeah. After the wedding, I think this lady locked up herself and didn't come out until after the 7th day or something to declare that she was not interested. Man looketh after the outward appearance. The young man looks handsome. Looks like he's a gentleman. But you may not know if he's a devil inside. It's only God who knows the inside. Is it not one of our marriage committee chairman here said that in the marriage committee, in the marriage class, a young man in that class was given the award of the most well-behaved young man in the class. After marriage, his wife ran back, beaten, physical. That was a person that appeared well-behaved physically. That's why I say it is both ways. Somebody may look... Okay, so we're not just talking of handsomeness or fineness. We're also talking of appearance of gentleness, appearance of character, appearance of spirituality. So, let's just trust God to look not on the outward or the current position of things. Somebody may appear rich today. You don't know whether he borrowed to appear rich. There's something they call boropos. Borosput. When we were growing up, there's something they used to call borosput. The person is dressing, but he borrowed people's cloth. Borosput, I don't know if it's existing today. Borowear, borodress. He's looking smart, sharp, tight, borrowed, shoe borrowed. There are some like that. There are some who came to you to marry you, they are criminals. It's only after the wedding that EFCC will look for him. And you look at him from the outward, he appeared flamboyant, he appeared rich. Look not on the outward. Let us make spirituality a major portion of our lives. Spirituality, please take your seat. But you will not miss it all. I and the children the Lord has given me, we are for signs and wonders. We didn't miss it. You will not miss it. We did not miss it. You cannot miss it. We did not miss it. You cannot miss it. You believe that? Say louder, amen. Look not on the outward appearance. Number three, look out for scriptural tests in your decision. Scriptural tests. There is something the Bible said, and I will read it to you. There are certain tests that will put relationships through. Hallelujah. Can you show me the scripture where the Bible says, prove all things? Yes. First Thessalonians 5:21. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. So prove. As you step into the relationship, prove it. Is this relationship of God? Is this relationship going to stand? Prove it. There are four tests that we use to prove. Number one is called the conviction test. The conviction test is the particular thing that convinced you that this is the man. Whatever it is that convinced you. The conviction test. The Bible said in Romans chapter 8 verse 14. You see, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we need that conviction test. When we are through with this, I will give you certain parameters that can help your conviction. Your conviction may come because you dreamt a dream and it recorded and kept on recurring. But I'm sure you know that dreams may not be too reliable at times. Because if you think about somebody too much, you will dream. Even if the dream does not come, your mind brought it. Alright? So, please sit down. Maybe a voice. Maybe just plain love, which is very strong. And so on, there are several parameters that can, because everybody stands in the crowd, but something tells you this girl is your own, or this man. That conviction must be solid. Number two is the peace test. At the thought of this person, your heart is at peace. There are relationships that you think about and you are afraid. The thought of marriage frightens you, especially marrying the particular person. Now, this fear may also come if you are from a home that is so bad and you are already afraid of marriage. That should be dealt with separately. But where that is not the case, your heart is at peace. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. The Bible said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart. So you are at peace. Your brother James, you are thinking of Sister Jane. And at the thought, you are at peace. Your brother Paul, you are thinking of Sister Becky. And vice versa. You are at peace. You are at rest. That is peace test. The relationship must pass the conviction test. Sit down and pass the peace test. Number three is the love test. Love. That is, love that is unconditional. You don't even know there is, that it has nothing to do with beauty or handsomeness. It has nothing to do with money or no money. But one thing is sure, love fills your heart for this person. Not just likeness now. It's not connected, it's not a soul tie. There's no immorality, no kissing or any of the things like that. But just filled the love of God that is pure, holy. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, God is love. God is love. So that love that God is fills your heart. Then you know God is in it. Number four test is the time test. So conviction test. Peace test, love test. One day, a young lady came to me. She's married now. And she told me about a man she wants to marry. I said, do you love the man? You really, really love the man? She said, I can't tell. She was so innocent. She said, I don't know. I have seen somebody to marry. You love him. You love yourself. You love the man, right? I don't know. How? I can't tell if I love him. I said, then something is wrong. Go and pray about it very well. Later on, she came and the relationship did not hold. It didn't work because it is not God that will make you marry somebody you don't love. It won't be God because God is love. Everything God does has love inside. After the love test, first of all, what was the number one test? Number two? Number three? And number four is time test. Time. Time. Every conviction is provable with time. It's provable. The passage of time can confirm convictions. You know what Peter said? Master, if everybody will abandon you, not me, I will follow you to the pit. Jesus said, Mechono. Calm down. Shut up. You don't know what you are talking about. He said, before the cock will crow twice, you will deny me three times. Was that Mark chapter 14 verse 30? Before the cock will crow twice, you will deny that you know me three times. Mark, yes. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you that this day, even in this night, you say you love me, you follow me everywhere. Before the cock will crow twice, you will deny me thrice. That is cock crow twice, you deny thrice. You are faster than cock crow. You are denying me faster than the cock. And now I'm sure you know in the village we use cock crow to measure time. In the morning by, when you hear the first cock crow, you are thinking about 4 or 5 a.m. That kind of a thing. The cock is, so he's talking about, you love me, let's give it time. That's the issue of the cock crow. Let's give it time. That man that says you are the only bed bug in his bed sheet. And you know they use such terrible statements. How can you call somebody bed bug in your bed sheet? The only mosquito in my net. And the girl is just saying, thank you. He just called you mosquito. Malaria causing agent. That is the only disturbance in my life. When last did you enjoy mosquito in your net? Alright? That same person, just give it time. See, when we say people to hold on a little bit, our people say they are trying to save the head of chicken. He say they are denying him corn. Because the corn is on the highway. Vehicle, motor is passing, motor. You say, move, move, move. Say, don't deny me that corn. Hiya. So, give this young man, the person that is behaving normal now, because you met him 2 weeks, watch him for 1 month. Watch him for 2 months. Watch him for 3 months. Watch her for 4 months. Watch her for 5 months. Watch them for 6 months. If they don't behave, ask God to cause them to behave. The behavior that will appear tomorrow, let him behave it now. Anyway, this guy or this girl will manifest tomorrow. I need the manifestation now so I can make up my mind. And God is faithful. He will hear you. So please, this, prove these things, and these are the test. Now, let me tell you about the conviction. What are the things that will undergird your conviction in terms of, I have found who to marry, arriving at conviction? Number one, your conviction is strengthened or confirmed. What kind of person is the person that confirms your conviction? Number one, people whose vision align with yours. They speak your language. I'm not talking of dialect or tribe now. The language of vision. Their visions align. When you begin to talk, it's as if you and them have shared the note before. The kind of thing you want to do with your life is what they are talking about. What has occupied your life all these years is what they are talking about. People whose vision align with your vision. Number two, people with whom, you know, Amos 3, verse 3 says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? That applies for the first point and also for the second point. Number two, you see, so when now your vision is to serve God on a full-time basis and the girl's vision is to marry a politician, he said, and you want to convince her that no, it is a pastor you want to be. No. I've seen some young girls married pastors. And the question I ask is, when you were growing up, did marriage to pastor occur to you? If it never occurred to you at any time that your husband could be a pastor or that you could be in ministry, why is it occurring to you now? Is it for shortage of husband? People whose vision aligns with yours. Number two, people with whom you quickly come into agreement. Quickly. You know that this man or this woman is yours. If you quickly come into agreement on matters. Because the Bible said, two cannot walk. How can two walk together except they be agreed? From day one, you are arguing on things. We are not talking on marriage yet. You are still in courtship. You can't see, you don't see the same thing. You see things opposite. Conviction is not solid. People with whom you quickly come into agreement. Number three, it is people in whose presence you find peace and rest. The man that is your husband, the woman that is your wife, in their company you find peace, you find rest. It is not stress. I share that with you already, Psalm 85 and in verse 8. The Lord's leading is peace. You find peace, you have peace. When you are hanging around somebody and all you have is tension, pressure, agitation, worry, something is wrong. Fourthly, it is people with whom you see the future. You can see a future with this woman. You can see a future with this man. He may not have money today. He may not look like he has anything now. But with this guy, you perceive a future. I didn't have a car or have anything when my wife met me, but she saw a future. Massive future. He said it turned out more than she saw. Woo! Truly. That's true. Woo! Do you understand what I'm talking about? You should see a future. When you are connected to somebody, you can't perceive any tomorrow. That is, by the time tomorrow arrives, marriage is over. You don't see 20 years together. You can't see 25 years together. You can't see forever together. People with whom you see the future. Ruth chapter 1 verse 16. Ruth saw her future with Naomi. Your God shall be my God. Where you die, I will die. Nothing, me and you, nothing can separate us. It's like sun and shadow. It's like tortoise and shell. Where you die, I will die. Nothing. I am tied to you for life. In fact, your husband or your wife is the person you don't see a future without. Yeah. Literally. Like Ruth. It's like, I cannot foresee a future if I'm not without you being in my cycle. You see a future together, you literally can't see a future without. Number five, that anchors your conviction is people you gladly love to identify with and you are, in a positive sense, proud of. You gladly love to identify with them. People you gladly love to identify with. Joseph of Arimathea came out to gladly identify with Jesus, even in death. After Peter has denied. Thomas, who denied? Peter denied. Thomas doubted. Judas betrayed. He came out publicly, beat his chest. Matthew 27:57. I am with that man. I've seen a lot of women marry men they are not proud of. Men they are ashamed to identify with. Huh? One woman told a story. Very, very funny story. The story is not funny. Sorry, I'm using the wrong word. Very, very bad story. Him and she just got married to her husband. Here they were at an international airport. And a young lady ran to embrace the man. Oh, how are you? How is everything? Fine. Long time. God bless you. And he continued going. There's nothing like meet my wife. They newly married like a week. Meet my wife. Nothing. The woman looked and said, What am I saying? Am I his wife? Did he love me? Why did he marry me? That marriage is no more. The people are alive, but the marriage is no more. Are you glad? My wife goes with me everywhere. And in a sense, I feel something is amiss if she's not there. But there are many times I even beg her, okay, the journey is too stressful. Can you relax? She said, you know, I like your company. That's what she said. You know, I like your company. You know, I don't want to be away. I don't want to even go and watch it later. I want to be there. Am I communicating at all? And I said, when we came back from one of the crusades, I said, try and go and sleep now. Rest very well between now and the next crusade so that nobody accuses me of dragging you and suffering you and making you so tired because I'm a boy, you are a girl. She said, okay, supposing I say I will not go with you. I said, no, it's not possible. You are going. Supposing I say you are not going with you. I say it's not possible. You are going. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't marry a man that you cannot boldly introduce to your friends. You are too ashamed in case they look down on him and look down on you. Why then do you marry him? Don't marry a woman that you cannot pull for. Don't do like those villagers used to do in the village. The man is walking in the front. Woman is far at the back. Wakego, are you coming? You know those local... are you coming? Ifatu. Anumabia. He's laughing. Are you following? Don't do like those villagers. People you gladly love to identify with, and you are proud of in a positive sense. Number six, that will help your conviction is people or person or the person that you are physically attracted to. Physically. You both love and like their person. That is on a physical note. Because you may enter the relationship by the leading of the Lord and by spiritual leading, but relationship is maintained by physicality. Oh yeah, physicalness. Physicalness. Men have eyes, and the purpose of the eyes is to see. Women have ears, and the ears hear. That is, you like their person. That's, I like you. You love them, you also like them. Love can be highly spiritual, but like is highly physical. I am happy to be with you. Let me not use more words because we're in internet days. Anybody you don't love or like physically, that it appears as if you are just forcing yourself to marry, your disaster happens when you see somebody you like more than them in the future. That's what happens in polygamy. That's what happens in divorce. That's what happens in separation. The man leaves the house and is spending time outside, and children and parents can, children and wife can't see the father. Vice versa. Like, marry whom you are physically attracted to. You love them, you like them. It will help your conviction. Taking so much time on this, what is, how many of you think it's important? You think it's important? Finally, there should be people you can vouch for in terms of their relationship with God, character, and trustability. They are trustable. People you can vouch, that is you, not anybody. Not anybody, that's you yourself interacting with them. You can vouch for them in terms of their relationship with God, character, and trustability. That is, you can confirm that you are in relationship with a genuine Christian. You are in relationship with a true Christian. When the man begins to ask you for keys, that is when signals, alarms should begin to blow in your head. You are not married. When the girl is saying, are you a man at all? And all of that. Alarm should be ringing. When he begins, when you and him went to buy something and they overpaid him, he kept the change. That is when alarm should be ringing in your head. When he's making a phone call, he's in Wuse Market and you are standing with him. Yes, I am at the airport now. I'm trying to find out. I want to find out the flight that I told you I'll be coming. I'm at the airport and you are standing with him. And you look at him and you say, what are you doing like that? What happened? He says, oh, sorry, I just had to tell him like that. And you continue with such a devil agent. That's when the alarm should begin to blow in your head. Alarm went off. Like my alarm is ringing now. It's ringing that I've already preached for 40 minutes. What will I do now? I budgeted for 40 minutes preaching. Hallelujah. You see, when alarm rings, you take action. That's what I'm doing now. So, But you cannot vouch for this person. He's not only lying to people, he's lying to you. And you are seeing it. You can't vouch for his character. You can't vouch for his trustability, that this person can be trusted. Whether they are man or woman, your conviction is not sure. It shakes your conviction. These seven tests, I gave you four tests, and under these four tests, I gave you seven things. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, it says, let no man despise your youth, but be thou an example of the believers. That is, the person you are marrying should be an example of the believer. In word, in conversation. Conversation means manner of life. In charity, in spirit. In faith, and in purity. Somebody say aloud, amen. So we have looked at prayer and trust God for his guidance and leading. Look not on outward appearance. Look out for scriptural tests in your decision. And under that, we saw test of conviction. What number are we going now? General number? Number four. Number four, do not ignore warning signals. I have mentioned some already. Warning signals. Don't ignore them. That is, I am assuming that relationship has started. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Warning signals. You saw the CV of the man. He was born in 1992. He wrote in the year 2000. He gave 8 years discount to himself for his life. It took 8 years out of his life. You do know the implication of that? You saw it. You saw other things. And you are still marching to the altar. Then. How people see danger and enter is a mystery. God is so merciful. He will give you warning signals. Plenty of them at times. One young lady once showed me a text message that a husband-to-be sent to her. I can't remember the detail, but it's something like, don't play with me. Don't play. I'm not the kind of man you think. Don't play with me. You play, I deal with you. I saw about three or four of those kind of messages. Sit down. I told this young girl, chartered accountant, doing very well, well placed, with millions of her own, working class lady, has her car. I said to her, are you not, what are you waiting for? What do you need to hear? Won't you run for your life? You know what happened? Later on, she came to tell me, say, he has apologized. Girls, women, you need deliverance, so. You need deliverance. You need serious deliverance. The way that man can easily deceive you. You need deliverance. Most of them, I'm sorry to say. What? The kind of message somebody will send to you. I have forgiven. Okay, let me ask you a question. If somebody put charm in water and you wanted to drink it, but you for one reason or another you didn't. Dog drank it, dog died. What is that? There is charm inside the water to kill you. Isn't it? Poison. It's also charm too. If the person give you water another time and you have not run mad, will you receive it? Is it because you have not forgiven him? I have forgiven you. But I relate with you from a distance. Even handshake will be scarce. I will wave you. So, people don't understand forgiveness. Forgiveness does not mean freedom for a further interaction. Or permission for continuous interaction. Say, he has apologized. Next thing I knew, they have married. So I stay at the watch. At the watch. About 1 year, there about before the 1 year, explosion started. You know, praying mantis has hand like this. When you straighten it, it will return back. Because his hand is structured to be like this. You can't advise praying mantis against it. It's like that. No amount of bleach can wash the spots of a lion. A day body. There are some of these animals that the spot you see on the fur is on the skin. Yes. Cheetah's own is on the skin. That was how this man reappeared. And that text he wrote that this girl showed me then, he meant it. He began, he came out as a lion. I won't tell you the rest of the story. But the relationship ended after the girl has spent her savings of how many million? Millions. Tens of millions. Has ended it. What she saved before he met the man. All had dissolved her stocks, bonds and stocks, fixed deposits, dissolved everything, squandered everything. Marriage ended. Ended in court. Ended in fight. Because warning signals are there. I'm like, somebody who can tell you, don't know what you are dealing with. Can't he kill you? He has not married you. He's talking to you like that. You will never be like that. Men, please calm down. Be calming down. Because there is such a shortage of good people. Good men. They are in short supply. It's a challenge. It's a great challenge. Good quality men. They have spirituality. They have mentality. They have maturity. They have responsibility. They have integrity. Very scarce. But I see God raising people here like that. Do not ignore warning signals. Let me run. Number 5. Assume nothing. What did I say? Assume nothing. And what I mean is, ensure you know who you are going to marry. Ensure you know them. The woman you are going to marry, ensure you know who you are marrying. Just know the person you are planning to get married to. Just know them. I'm not so talking about physical knowing of Adam knew his wife and then he brought forth Cain. That's not what I'm talking about. I just understand who is this man. You know what happened to Jacob? Genesis 29, verse 23 to 25. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, that is to Jacob. And he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah, Zilpah his maid, for an handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this that thou hast done to me? Did I not serve you for Rachel? Why did you beguile me? How terrible it is for somebody to be with a woman from night till morning. You drink choir. Eh? The chairman, it was only in the morning that you realize it is a senior sister, not a junior sister. They are not identical twins. How the Bible described them, they were so different. Their description, character, everything was different. That is what happens. Many people enter the marriage bed with people they don't know. The priest pronounced them husband and wife, but the wife doesn't know the husband. He didn't know he's a ritualist. The husband doesn't know the woman. He doesn't know the woman at all. That is why it is very important. While you are in courtship and while people are coming, Father, open up this man for me. Who is he? Uncover him. Unveil him. Unveil her. Am I communicating? I am preaching this thing with passion. Because when people don't get married on time, the burden is on pastor. When they get married to the wrong man, the burden is on pastor. When the marriage ends in divorce, it's still the burden is on pastor. Lord, who is it? Ask the questions you need to ask. And when you are in a relationship, behave the behavior you know to behave so that they can know you. If you know what, be yourself. If you know how to lose temper, lose it. So that a person can decide whether he can contain that temper. Whoever you are, manifest it. When my wife and I were in courtship, very funny story. I visited her. And when I was growing up, one thing that I will not play with is when it is time to eat. I have to eat. That is before I entered chronic fasting, as it is now. One of the things my mother told my wife the first time, said, don't joke with his food. That's the way you can advise. So I came to visit her. She cooked food and put on her moldable food, pounded yam, that is like 1/4 of my hand, which is the size of her own palm. Her own hand. See, she has a small hand. So when I saw it, I said, what is this for? Is this for entertainment or are you trying to try me or what? Because she doesn't eat at all. In those days, growing up, no. When she went to school, the food she would take from home to school, she would distribute it to every other person in the class and return back home. And the mother would be praising her. You eat all the food? Ah, not knowing that the food was distributed. So she said that. When I said, what is this? She said, oh, sorry. That this is like double of what she will eat. So since I'm a man, that is why she made it double of what. Since I'm a man, she made it double of what she will eat. I said, listen, multiply this thing many times. Multiplied many times, and I have not started yet. I will be doing guy now and say, let me not disgrace myself that I can. No, I have to reveal myself now. Am I communicating? Let it be clear. Let it be so that people can decide what they are ready to cope with. If you are for them, don't say, okay, supposing he knows this side of me. Let them know the side, all sides. It's better they know the sides. Happy side, angry side. My wife knows two sides. I have a lion side and a sheep side. Lion is the one you don't want to face. The sheep one is the one that is loving. And when she's coming and she sees my face like sunlight, she reverses on the spot. That is not the time to talk anything. I'm either meditating or praying or something. And it's not time. The countenance is... One day she says, I would like you to look at your face when you say some things. So I look at it at the mirror. Wow. Praise the Lord. Or the redness of the eyes. Eyes, red, statum. Am I communicating? Assume nothing. So ask questions. This kind of thing that I'm seeing, is it how you are? Don't be a... Supposing I say I lose him, it's better you lose him now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If he's losable. Than to waste your life and time and then lose him eventually. Assume nothing. Number six, be in agreement on major matters. Major matters of life. Amos chapter 3 verse 3 said, how can two work together except they be agreed? Major matters. What do I mean major matters? What is your future together like? What do you foresee? Where are we living? Are we in Nigeria or are we outside the country? There are people, I met a man and his wife. The man is bent on living abroad. The woman is bent on not moving from Nigeria. It used to be the opposite. She says she doesn't see any reason to leave this country. The man sees every reason to go. And they have married before it is coming up. These are things to talk about. Some church service matters. This person is from this church and is marrying to another church. It is, where are we worshiping when we marry? These are matters to agree. There are people who say, oh, don't worry. The man say, you will leave me to be going to my church. Now lie, oh. He wants to get you first. And then at the end, he says, what are you talking about? What, are you not sensible? Is it correct for you to be in one church and in another church? Where do we raise our children? All these things are things you don't assume them. Be in agreement on major matters. Relationship with in-laws. Be in agreement on these major matters. Let nothing be assumed. I'm going to run because of time. That was number six. Number seven, beware of the foundation. Ensure that you lay a good foundation. Psalm 11 verse 3. He said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? When you talk about foundation, one thing comes to people's mind. Defiling the bed. It's part of it. But let me tell you other things. I'll come to that. When you are a woman and you start sponsoring the man, your relationship, your life starts on the platform. And these days they call themselves sweetheart before marriage, baby. Sweetie. Please send me 5,000 recharge card there. Okay, sweetie. Are you sure 5,000 will be enough? Let me make it 10. You call it love. And you kept on sponsoring the man. When it is time for wedding, you are the major person who funded the wedding. You are the husband who married the man's wife. Listen, so things started upside down. You entered into the marriage like that. So the man expects that the way you started is the way it should continue. He has his salary. You say, where is food money? You say, are you not earning salary? What are you doing with your money? Go ahead and use your money and buy. And he will even come and ask you for money for fuel. These are foundations people lay. In the animal kingdom, a gamma lizard pursued a female lizard. The day you see it upside down, it's wahala day. Beware the foundation you are laying. Another foundation will be people already settling your case. Eh? You reported your wife to be to your friend. She reported you to her mother. They sat you down. You have laid the foundation. You are laying the foundation of third party interference. And the way you lay your foundation is the way the construction will be. Understand that courtship is rehearsal for marriage. How the rehearsal is will determine how the reality will be. Don't forget it. How the rehearsal is determines how the reality will be. And of course, the worst one is the immoral foundation, where the people slept with each other before they get married. When that happens, the door has been opened for extramarital affair. The woman can go out without control. The man can go out without control. Respect drops. Suspicion multiplies. Because if we can do it when we are not legally married, how am I sure you are not doing it with other people? All manner. If I'm to say all the things I can say tonight, we won't do the prayer we came here to do. But since we have a second edition, if there are things you think we should address, let us know, and then we can address them in the second edition. How did you know? You want to answer? Yes, that is majority of it is what I had said about knowing who the person should be and the thing that anchor the conviction. That's part of what I have said so far. But we can elaborate on that. So please ensure, beware the foundation you are laying. And number 8, don't conceal any liability. Don't conceal any liability. Genesis 2:25. I wrote a scripture there, I hope. They were both naked, the man and his wife, and we are not ashamed. That is, they were open to each other. Don't conceal any liability. Let me begin like this. You are not yet married, but while you are growing up, you had some fertility issues, and it led to blocked fallopian tubes. You did all the tests. This is likely to affect fertility. So when the man comes to you, excuse me, sir, I did some tests in time past and they say there is hormonal imbalance and fertility problem. It's good you know. We trust that God will handle this, but it's important you know. There are many people who didn't know I'm married like that. Am I communicating? And I have seen people who said, I love you enough to marry you like this. My God will heal you. But they knew. Do you know the one that I would deal with the most? Where the man is not potent. Erectile dysfunction. He's impotent. And he did not tell the woman. And they married. I've seen raw example in my eyes. They stayed together for 8 years. The man knew, not one night was the marriage consummated, not one day, that the man and woman had any relationship, not once, for 8 years. And how many of you know that in the law of the land, lack of consummation of marriage is a reason for marital dissolution? When marriage is not consummated, it's a reason that they give. And you have a non-working equipment, and you went and carried somebody's daughter. Is it decoration? You know that when people get married, after a few months, they begin to look out for pregnancy. If they are not looking out for it, the family members are looking out for it. And then here is a man who is moving about. And you knew. And you didn't. Now, I have seen situations where the man had potency, but got married and there is an attack. I've seen such. It's a possibility. But you knew. You know what I would advise? Trust God to be healed before you trust God to be married. Am I communicating? Trust God for the healing. Let's agree together with you. Let's pray together. Let's trust God together. Let's fast together. Let's hold on to God together. Let your healing happen. Then you begin to trust God for marital settlement. Marriage must be consummated. There must be intimacy. There must be relationship for marital health. And there must be relationship for reproduction. And all that will happen. And here you are, put somebody in frustration. That is not correct. Am I communicating at all? Somebody's hepatitis, A positive, B positive, C positive, those kind of things, you knew it ahead of time. Nobody will blame you for any, and in fact, there are people that these things came onto, not because they were sinful. There are some it was transferred intrauterine, another means. Nobody will blame you because that happened, but let the other person know that this kind of thing exists. And then you trust God together. But anyone, that's part of what I'm going to be praying for tonight. Anyone with any such liability in your body, it will expire tonight. Amen. It will expire tonight. Amen. It will expire tonight. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Did anybody get anything I just said? It will expire tonight. It will expire tonight. Oh, I just forgot something now. Now, when I say, because I need, how people say, if you say one, say the other. When I say don't conceal any liability, what I said, yes, I'm coming to that. I'm coming to, yes. What I said is what I'm, some are also sickle cell trait positive. That normally comes up, AS. We'll deal with that tonight in prayer. And if there's a sickle cell trait. Now, this is what I mean. I am not talking about how many boyfriends did you have in time past? Are they up to 15? Are they up to 30? How was your activity in immorality? That is disaster. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. And all things are become new. Anything that is under the cross, we shouldn't pull it out. Anything, go ahead and give the Lord the praise. Everything that is already under the blood, you don't go for them. You don't go for them. If the blood of Jesus has made somebody cleansed, don't call a person unclean that has been made clean. The only reason why anything like that can come up, it's when maybe in time past, the person did abortion. It affected the womb. Am I communicating? In that kind of case, okay, I have a challenge with my womb. Or maybe one fallopian tube is gone because I had ectopic pregnancy in time past and they removed the fallopian. That is the only condition in which this will come. And somebody told me, so I mean, you had many girlfriends, didn't it? Please, when you see any of them, let me see them. Can you show me some of your boyfriends? Is there any of them in this church? What a disaster. Look at your neighbor and say, that is an abomination. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? If you want to scrutinize and not do all of these things, then who will you marry yourself? So please, all that goes under the blood goes to the cross. But where there is anything that is likely to affect the status of your lives together, then you can say, look, HIV positive in time past. Would you like to go ahead? I've seen people say, I'm HIV positive. Oh, really? What one lady said, I have a child out of wedlock. To the man, and I'm sorry, but I need to let you know. The man said, me too. I have a child also out of so it was 1-1. They married each other. And you know, she thought that the revelation was going to be against her, but it never worked against her. The man was happy that he revealed, and the man quickly revealed his own. Praise the Lord. Finally, that's number eight. Number eight, don't conceal. Number nine, be ready to work at it. Be ready to work at it. If you are going to marry, some people say marriage is 50-50. It's not 50-50. It's 100-100. You give all of your best. He said, therefore shall a man, one man, 100% man, and a woman, 100% woman, will come together and they become one flesh. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatsoever your hands find to do, do it with your might. So you are going to work at it. Ensure that relationship requires workmanship. You work at relationship. I will not have the time to tell you details of how to work on relationship, but let me just give you five keys of working on relationship. Number one, be interested. Just show yourself to be interested in the life of the other person. Just be interested. How are you? How is everything? Number two, be friendly. Don't be like a truck that needs to be towed all the time. They are just pushing you and pushing you and pushing you, making you happy. Be friendly. Be friendly. Number three, pay attention. Are you okay? You're looking sad today. Everything went fine in the office? That's your husband-to-be, you're asking. Just want to know. Is there anything you want me to pray along with you about? Number four, commend more than you condemn. There are people, that's D, under number nine. There are many people, they are busy condemning. They find fault all the time. With the person they want to marry, they find fault all the time. When the person does something correct, they will never appreciate or comment. Commend more than you condemn. And number five, communicate pleasantly. Communicate pleasantly means be able to say sorry when you are sorry. Say it, whether you are a man or a woman. Be able to say thank you. Thank you. Somebody does something, say thank you. Be able to say please. I'm sorry, thank you. May I please? There are so many people who don't have relationship ethics. So the entire relationship, it keeps on breaking. They think things are their right. I sent you a text. You refuse to reply. I want you to know that replying of text is a privilege from any human being on earth. And if he responds, oh, thank you, I'm happy for your response. So there are things that people think they are right. I was calling you, phone was ringing. You didn't pick. Supposing the phone was on silent. Supposing the phone is in the toilet. Supposing the phone is mobile, like most women's phone. Mobile away from the people. It's a mobile phone. It's inside the bag ringing. And she's in the living room. Hallelujah. So we should be able to have this kind of thing. So you work at these things. We can't do all of these things in one day. Finally, be ready to work at it. Finally, number 10. After you have worked at it, number 10 looks like the opposite of number 9. But number 10 is true. Don't die with what is not working. Don't die with what is not working. 1 Kings 17:7-8. When you start begging somebody to marry you, that is when the marriage has started failing. When you start begging, please, I beg, let the relationship work, I beg. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get to Zarephath, live here, move away. This thing has dried. Don't dry with it. Don't die with it. Obviously, the man has found another person. If you beg him to marry, will he beg you? Will you keep begging him to remain married? Especially like Dr. Mr. Angel said, maybe the foundation was bad. And that is why he's behaving like this. Don't die with what is not working. So many of us have tied ourselves down. No matter where that man goes, he must come and meet me. None of his relationships must work until he comes back. You are tying your life down. There are better men you haven't seen yet. It's your little eye and little mind that is telling you that without that man you cannot exist. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Somebody wrote a book. He said the beautiful ones are not yet born. You understand? That is, we have seen beauty, but we haven't seen beauty yet. You say, I'm here. I'm waiting for him. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. He has even had 5 relationships. None worked. He must return back. Who said? And you tied yourself down. And potentially tied him down. Let him go. Free yourself. And see how God will change your life. You may be sure that you are holding yourself back. And God is trying to send somebody into your life. And you are not open. You know, most of us, in the realm of the spirit, Dr. Miss Anensha, you have said this before. In the realm of the spirit, you are identified as occupied. Because your receptor site is occupied. You know receptor site in chemistry? Where there is a substance and a substance, and they bound together for reactivity. And another substance is coming, there is no space for reaction because it's occupied. Physically you are single, but emotionally you are engaged. You are engaged to the man that says he won't marry you again. In the realm of the spirit, you are still holding somebody. Maybe the soul tie we talked about. Maybe there's somebody you have vowed, he must return back. And the man that God is sending your way looks at you, you appear married. You appear engaged. You appear occupied. He just moves away. Will you free yourself tonight? Lord, I release this man. If he is the person, he will come. And if he's not the person, let the more correct person appear in a hurry. And the time will come when you will thank God that you did not marry that man. Stand up on your feet. The time will come. You will thank that man. You will thank God that you did not marry that girl. The time will come. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Can you place on the screen for us the things that we said we are going to come? Then I will tell you what we are going to pray about tonight. We are going to do nothing less than 7 minutes of spiritual irrigation. And I'm going to play on the instrument. So we're going to, what's your kingdom vision? How many of us brought that? Your vision. What's your vision? What do you see in a home? What kind of home are you looking for? Then the date.
you expect to be married. And then we shall be dealing with certain issues, anti-marital spells, curses, and so on. And then we shall bring my... Alarm is ringing again. And then, cry no more, we are okay, we are true. Cry no more. And then the point of contact for your wedding, and then the one day fast. How many of us observe the fast? All right. Now, by the time we are done tonight, we would have dealt with ancestral, and don't be afraid, another 15, 20 minutes will through. We would have dealt with ancestral and generational curses that fight marriages, witchcraft powers, evil powers like a native doctor took somebody's name, so native doctor. Negative pronouncements like, let's see, over their dead body before they marry. And then negative character traits, Lord, unveil them. And then would have dealt also with evil soul ties, where you had relationship with somebody and you are tied together. And then sickle cell trait, hemoglobin, hepatitis B, hepatitis A, B, C, HIV. Also here I have erectile dysfunction and those kind of hormonal imbalance situations that people have. Then we have wrong label, where you are identified wrongly and so the wrong people look for you. A married man is looking for you. A divorced person is looking for you. We are going to deal with those kind of issues. And then also we shall be finally, right, dealing also with spirit husbands and spirit spouses. But for the next 7 minutes, I want you to pray brutally in the spirit. You believe God has spoken to you? Can you lift your hands and let's give the Lord thanks first. Give the Lord the thanks. Appreciate Him for the word tonight. Appreciate Him for what you have heard. Lift your hands and lift your voice and say, Father.
Father,
thank you
for your word
to me tonight. I appreciate you.
Thank you
for speaking to me,
for changing
my story,
changing my life
by your word
tonight.
Be glorified.
Oh Lord,
in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray.
Started counting the 7 minutes. All right, let's take 5 minutes brutal. After that, Dr. Mrs. Adensha will come. Lead us in a covenant renouncement. Covenant anti-marital spells, spirit husband covenants, ancestral curse, whatever curse is working against anyone. But lift your voice and say, Father,
I ask
for your visitation
over my life,
over my marital destiny. In the name of Jesus, Father, set me free from every agenda of wickedness as you release me in this season unto marital settlement. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, pray aggressively, pray brutally, pray fireful, pray violently. Thank you.
children as you release in this season up to marital settlement, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Of the preaching, there is one thing or the other that has touched you. You have acted in ways that you know God is not happy with, and you want to make adjustments with your life. You want your sins forgiven. You want God to give you a new beginning. Maybe God gave you opportunity or relationship before. Somebody had relationship 5 times. He broke 5 times, and all those 5 times, he slept with the man 5 times. I mean, slept with the man in all the relationships. And as it happened, relationship breaks 5 times. It happens once, you didn't learn your lesson, second, third, fourth. No. Lord, I want a new beginning. I want to be forgiven my sins. I want today to mark a new day for me. Come forward here. That's why I moved the pulpit, so that there can be space for you to come forward and let God give you a second chance to live for Him and to love Him. Come forward. Don't wait for who will come first. Quickly come forward. Now lift the rest of us. Lift up your date for marriage. Your point of contact, that's right. Some have a pen they want to use for the wedding. Your point of contact, the date for the marriage, expected date of marriage, EDM. Not EDD, EDM. Expected date of marriage.
Expected date of marriage, EDM.
Point of contact, like the pen you are going to use for on the wedding day. Somebody came with a wedding gown. And then your vision. What would you be doing with your husband that God will give you? What will you be doing with the wife that God will give you? What is your home going to be about? How will the kingdom of God benefit from your heart, from your life, from your home? You have all that, leave them up. And then those who are giving their life to Christ, rededicating their life to Christ, asking God for another chance, quickly come forward. I live for Jesus. Day after day, I live for Jesus. Let come what may, the Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day, I live for Jesus. I live for Jesus. Day after day,
Lord Jesus. Let come what may. Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day of the day.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Day
after day.
I live for Jesus.
Let go what may.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Oh,
I will obey.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus. Sing it to my time.
Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Of you in the front, I congratulate you. You are welcome. I'm happy you are making this decision, and I ask that the Lord will help you to make the decision firm and solid. You are bound by an addiction. Addiction to tobacco, to smoking, to womanizing, to masturbation, lesbianism, homosexuality, any kind of life you are not happy with, you are addicted. Quickly come forward and let us pray for you also. Let the addiction be broken. It might be a hindrance. When you are masturbating, you are actually relating with a spirit. But you thought you are doing yourself, but you are relating with a spirit. That spirit can actually interfere with your physical relationship. And so, quickly come forward here and let those yokes be broken. In the name of Jesus.
Goodbye world.
Stay no longer with you. Goodbye pleasure. I stay no longer with you. I made up my mind.
So we're going to
spend the rest of my life.